Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 13th. Today is actually the 14th. We had technical difficulties yesterday getting the report up, but the outlook for the week really depends on tomorrow. We have to see what's in this Phase 1 agreement. It certainly looks like it's going to get signed out here. The president invited 200 people for the signing. The Chinese delegation is in town. And I think it would take a major snafu not to have it signed. The question is, what's in the agreement? Nobody knows. I would expect to see some volatility here today as people make some guesses. But overall, we should get it signed. It should be very positive for beans, corn, vis-a-vis the DDGs, if not the corn itself. Hopefully, we'll see some wheat in there. It's a hopeful thing. Whether or not we actually see it or not remains to be seen. We've got the funds heavily short corn. They're still short about 75,000 to 80,000 contracts. We have a triple top in the corn at 392. If we take that out, then I think we can certainly see some higher prices. If we close over that today or tomorrow, I think it'd be very positive. Wheat right now is only a penny away from the June highs. June highs were 573 and a half. Right now we're at 572 and three quarters. If we close over that today, I think that's pretty positive as well. So I think we've got a chance to rally these markets, continue this. I would like to see March beans close over 957, the corn over 392, the wheat over that 73 and a half. That would all be very positive signs that this market can work higher. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.